Eyewitness: Macron's concessions too little, too late as movement spreads. Terry Adams, Albi, France. Emmanuel Macron's embattled government deployed 89,000 police across France on Saturday, the 8th of December. Reports indicate over 1,700 arrests and hundreds of injuries. Negative media attention, and running battles with the notorious French riot police, the CRS, have done nothing to dent popular support for the Gilets Jaunes. In fact, the violent repressive tactics of the state, tear gas, beatings, mass arrests including of school students, have met with a wave of public disgust. Students have blockaded some lycées, state schools for 15 to 18-year-olds, in protest against Macron's proposals to restrict university entrance. On Friday, the 30th of November, the Union Nationale Lycéen, UNL, National Union of Lycée Students, had also put out a call for blockades. Students call for university courses to be open to all who achieve their baccalaureate leaving exam, without additional selection, based on opaque and unfair criteria. Our daughter Isabelle, a 15-year-old Lycée student in Carmaux, describes a protest at her Lycée on Friday the 7th of December below. The UNL has not declared itself part of the Gilets Jaunes movement. Some of the student protesters wear the Hivas vest, some don't. But they all recognize their joint interests in fighting austerity, and for increased public spending. Protests in city centers have attracted the most media attention, but in France arguably the blockaded roads and Gilets Jaunes controlled highways are the most enduring image. On the way to the Toulouse demonstration on Saturday the 8th of December, we went through three major blockades, including a toll booth with free passage courtesy of the protesters. At the roundabouts, with semi-permanent campsites erected, the occupation is continuous. In Toulouse, thousands of Gilets Jaunes and environmental protesters flooded into the city center. Shops drew their shutters down. Public transport was halted. The main focus was the town hall. Protesters surrounded the building, which was guarded by riot police, with shouts of derision and gestures towards the police helicopter hovering overhead. Cries of "Tous ensemble, all together," and "Macron démission, resign," were interspersed with the singing of "La Marseillaise," France's national anthem and the defining song of the French Revolution. On the way back, at least one major road was closed by a bonfire straddling three lanes. The effects of Macron's diesel tax on rural areas, where absence of public transport means many rely on their cars for work, school runs and family care, was the final straw for millions bearing the brunt of his big business agenda. They received his promise to delay tax increases on diesel for 6 months as trop tard, too little, too late. Their demands had already progressed from simply withdrawing the tax hike to greater pouvoir d'achat, spending power. Could this be Macron's poll tax moment?